How is it he understood how to operate in this kingdom that you've been born into? Now he want, God is doing everything he can to get this to us, especially in the last days. See, the earth, this earth had been filled with so much religious, so much bunk and baloney, Brother Hagin called it. And I heard others say it too, bunk and baloney. Stuff that's just empty words, philosophy, it doesn't have any truth in it at all, just words, just fillers. And we get sucked into that. And Satan take the advantage of our in our unlearned stage, and then he inflicts stuff on us called problem, and we kind of when that happened, too many begin to accept this. Well, this is the way it is. Well, I'll be hopping around all my life. My daddy, my mama, that's what I always seen. That's why. So, can y'all hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay. If not, I was going to get him to turn me up. Yes. Because we having to compete with his rain tonight, but we're dry. Amen. I'm asking the question, how did he do it? He was one man by himself and ruled everything on planet Earth. How did he do it? Here we are, many members. He understood how to operate, how to speak to these things that's less than he defeated thing, wicked thing, thing that were untrue, that were not designed for you nor me. He knew how to speak to them, demon, evil spirit, and all they produce, and make them obey because they had no choice. But we approach them like Polly want a cracker. We don't really know. We talk more out our head than here. And I've said it many times, the word is not going to work first in your head. It's going to have to be put in your heart. You're going to have to allow the Spirit of God in your spirit to give you revelation. Reveal this to you. It got to become real on the inside of you, not something you remember. Then the word then comes up to your mind and you can use it. All right. So once we understand this, that I'm in the same class, I'm a son of God, I have access to everything that Jesus have access to. But much of what I have access to have been dormant, lying dormant in the kingdom. I have privilege and rights and privilege to do things, have things, to say things, but because I have not gotten the full revelation of it, then I'll go around, if I don't watch it, I'll go around and tell people something different from what the word said because I'm talking from unlearned experience, from a natural side of life, and that the devil had contaminated. I'm talking from a natural side of life and a life that's been contaminated with sin. And if the light of the word don't enter my heart, if the word don't enter my heart with light and bring revelation to me, I'll talk like an unsaved man. I'll talk this way this time. And then I act this way. And then I say a little word here and there, but then I wonder, why is this not working? Because I hadn't learned how to operate in this world, the unseen world, called the spirit world. All right. Give me Proverbs. Proverbs 6:2. Give me Proverbs 6:2. Let's see where I... Glory to God. Here we go. Proverbs 6:2. You're coming up. Here we go. Proverbs 6:2. Said, thou art what? Snared. How? With the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken, how? With the words of thy mouth. All right. Listen to the Amplified. The Amplified reads like this. You are snared with the words of your lips. You are caught by the speech of your mouth. Words I said last Wednesday night. Words are very powerful. Matter of fact, that words are the most powerful thing you could use. I believe we proved that by scripture last week. Because the Bible says what? First St. John in the beginning was what? 1:1, St. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word was with God. And the Word, what? Was God. You can't separate God from His Word. And Jesus is the Word manifest. But their words can be spoken. The Word, listen to this. The Word of God, they are all of God's Word that He speaks to you. They are faithful. Filled words. I'm going to read something in just a little bit. They are faith-filled words. They are life-giving words. They will give light. But there are negative words called doubt, unbelief. They are lying, deceiving words. They are destructive words. They will destroy you. Hello? And God had given us, His born-again children, His Word. And so if you pick the wrong set of words to speak and live by, and this is what Proverbs is saying, you're snared. You're caught. You're taken captive. You're trapped. You're made sick. You're held in poverty. You're held in confusion. You're held limited by the words of your mouth. I can't. I can't afford that. That's too much. And see, listen to this. Let me make this statement clear. You should never say what you can't do. But at the same time, you should never say, I can't afford that, but at the same time, you should have enough wisdom how to operate where you are. That's where you have to have wisdom. And when you say, I can't afford it, but you all have enough wisdom to operate where you are, don't go out there and get $7 million and you can't pay $100 back. Because I don't think nobody let you have it, but you understand what I mean. Because see, you're not in a place of understanding how to operate on that level with that kind of finance. So but you never talk what you don't want. Do you want to be a person who can't afford it? Y'all ain't talking to me too good. Do you want to be that kind of person that can't afford something? Well, then you should never talk what you don't want.